Hello, this is Jim Conda Jr. for the radio broadcast for Network America, a web blog for April 21st, 2008. The subject today is what we must do in 2008, but we're going to begin with the treachery that is all around us and that most people probably don't even notice. This is primarily a treachery by the neocon Jewish-controlled media, which controls, as we remind everybody all the time, every major television, every major radio station in the United States at this point. We are surrounded by treachery and treason committed by this lobby, and sometimes it's called the Zionist Jewish Lobby. In any case, it is the organized Jewish lobby associated with AIPAC, which is the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, and the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and many other groups. But so those are the two of the most prominent. The exact title of this broadcast is Straight Talk on What We Must Do for Presidential Election 2008. Emphasis on what we must do. And by we, I mean Americans, not neocon Jews acting like Americans who are actually loyal to two foreign powers over the USA. The first foreign power is the International Judeo-Masonic Banking System, centered in the Federal Reserve Board and the Bank of England, and so forth. And the second foreign power is the terrorist state, which has usurped the name, quote, Israel, unquote. So we must, as Americans, we must do certain things if we're going to stop the downward spiral of our country at the hand of these, what really are super criminals, looked at in the sweep of history. First, we're going to go over a sampling of the treachery of the day, primarily treachery of the big media. I often say that that is the number one problem that we have in this country, is the treachery, the keeping of information from the American people that the American people should have by the big media. We in the USA are at the point that Russia was in 1915 or 1916, right before the ruling elite of Jewish communism took over Russia, and in the next 20 years after 1917 killed about 20 million Christians. Communism was a Jewish-led movement, 100% all the way. The Jewish communists in 1917 Russia are analogous to the neocon Jews who are running the United States today. So let's go over a few outrages of the day. The ongoing cover-up continues that the 9-1-1 was perpetrated by the dark side of Israeli intelligence and the dark side of U.S. military intelligence, and that dark side in the USA was run by neocon Jews. They perpetrated 9-1-1 as the excuse to trick us into sending our soldiers into the Middle East, which they planned to keep our American soldiers there forever if we don't throw off their occupation government. Anyone that is doubtful that anyone that still believes in the official 9-1-1 fairy tale, evil Grimm's fairy tale pushed by the media, get the DVD 9-1-1 Mysteries, which you can get on the internet or you can watch it at 911weknow.com, and it's in three parts on that website, and most people can watch it, especially if they have DSL, or buy one and spread them around. Number two, Michael Chertoff, the Russian Jew and the Israeli citizen who is now the head of Homeland Security, he is using that operation which he was part of, namely the 9-1-1 perpetrated by the neocon Jewish invisible government or occupation government. He's using that to try to bring a police state to the United States as soon as possible. We'll come back to that in a minute. And, of course, thirdly, the occupation of Iraq, which was the excuse, the 9-1-1 was this excuse for, and the constant drumbeats in the Jewish-controlled media to attack Iran is all coming, again, all coming from this same criminal lobby. The call for the arrest of key individuals from this neocon Jewish lobby and occupation government should begin now, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. One of the ways that Chertoff and company are trying to bring a police state to the United States is to take guns out of the hands of ordinary citizens, and we'll get back to that in just a second. Another way is to pass the hate crimes bill, so-called, through the U.S. Congress, which would criminalize criticism of this Jewish lobby. They already have a lot of that in Europe. The European Union poobahs have just recommended legislation that would criminalize, for instance, questioning the 6 million figure in the Holocaust or historical research into what exactly happened in the event that Hollywood calls the Holocaust. They also would criminalize various forms of speech. I know that in the United States, the hate crimes bill, if it is passed by the Democratic Congress and signed by W. Bush or by the next president, they want to make it a crime to say the fact that the media is owned primarily and really, I would say, exclusively or controlled, I should say, by Jewish interests and that would be, of course, neocon or Zionist Jewish interests. So they want to make this a crime. And the hate crimes bill is now, they're trying to push it through Congress right now. You don't hear about that because this is what the occupation government is doing to subdue you, your children, and your grandchildren. But that's going through Congress right now. Ultimately, they want to shut down the internet as we know it and license people like me would not get a license, but license everyone who is allowed to broadcast or send anything on the internet. Whenever you hear trying to license or shut down political speech on the internet, then you can bet your bottom dollar that is this neocon Jewish lobby and no one else. They're the only ones that want to stop the internet because it's the people on the internet are exposing their crimes. Okay, let's go to some other items that are being suppressed from American view by the neocon Jewish owned media. The state of Vermont on April 20th, yesterday, voted 16-9, the Senate, I should say, the Vermont Senate, if I didn't say that, the Senate in Vermont, state Senate, voted on April 20th to call for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney for all kinds of crimes that they're doing. Vote was 16-9. Now, do you think you'll be hearing that saturation coverage like we heard about Anna Nicole Smith's death, or we hear about Paris Hilton, or we hear about some sporting events? You think we'll hear saturation coverage about that? No, but if that had been something that the big media wanted to push, then it would be saturation coverage. So be aware that they are very carefully, like ruthless communist censors, very carefully control what goes over the major TV and radio stations that gets into the mind of the average American who is a relatively casual news watcher because they don't realize the kind of crooks we have in control of the big media. Another thing that is not being covered, George Tiller, the late-term abortionist who does abortions in the 8th and 9th month, two judges down there have found credible evidence that he has illegally done abortions, late-term abortions, on girls who were underage. And the attorney general down there now, Paul Morrison, is apparently owned by the abortion industry. He is failing to move on to bring charges against George Tiller. And furthermore, the reason Tiller does these late-term abortions is to sell the body parts of the baby for genetic research primarily and somewhat for cosmetics and things like that in some countries. I hope not in the U.S. yet, but in China and other places, they use the bodies of unborn babies for the collagen to make beauty aids and so forth. So Tiller is protected by the abortionist lobby, which is ultimately, again, the organized neocon Jewish lobby behind the scenes. And you think you're going to hear about that? Most people don't even know it's happening, that this guy's getting away with breaking the law down there, apparently. And two judges have found there's credible evidence to charge him. This fight has been led by a good man down there, who's a county prosecutor now, former state attorney general, Phil Klein. And all the Kansas City Star and all the Jewish-owned papers are attacking Klein mercilessly and protecting this grisly murderer, George Tiller, who kills unborn babies in the 8th and 9th month. Don't think you'll be hearing about that on the Jewish-controlled big media, Fox News, or anywhere else. Another story that hit today in the April 21st, 2007 edition of the Daytona Beach News Journal Online. I hope it also made it into their regular paper, but it's at least on the Daytona Beach News Journal Online. Story is entitled, "Depleted Uranium, Are U.S. Soldiers Being Killed by Their Own Armor and Weapons?" It has The person focused on is 22-year-old Dustin Brim, who is a soldier who went over to Iraq, suddenly began getting very sick and has a strange cancer of the kidneys and other bodily organs. His mother, Lori Brim, has been holding him for the last many months as he's dying. That's what the story is about. And the story fears through the voice of some experts that tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers are going to be dying in this way. This is absolutely covered up by the neocon Jewish media, absolutely covered up. 159,000 soldiers were on disability from the first Gulf War in 1991. Many think experts think from depleted uranium over there. Colonel Hackworth, who mysteriously died a short time after revealing on Hannity and Combs on Fox that 10,000 American soldiers had died from mysterious causes after coming home from the first Gulf War. I had always hesitated to carry that figure till I saw Colonel Hackworth, who was the most decorated U.S. soldier in Vietnam and had pretty much been a company man until then, bring this out on Hannity Combs and condemn all the major stations for not covering what was happening to these Gulf War vets. There's a lot more that could be said about this. This could be I'm not sure of this, but it could be a plan to devastate the United States military over the Gulf War and over this war, so that Bush or some future traitor like Bush will say we have to bring in Red Chinese soldiers to help defend the country. So a lot of things are going wrong, a lot of things are being covered up this is just horrible to find all of these soldiers are getting sick. To say nothing of the fact that we have 70,000 wounded, according to the McLaughlin report and the McLaughlin group with John McLaughlin and John Hopkins University, 70,000 at least wounded in the Iraq occupation. And, of course, we have at least 3,000 soldiers dead there. But that's you think you'll be hearing about that story on the major TV networks? I don't think so. Let's go back to guns for a minute. Someone else on the internet brought up today and reminded me, and I'm sure a lot of people, that there was a shooting in 2002 in the Appalachian School of Law in Grundy, Virginia. That shooter killed two people at point-blank range, but then was confronted with two other students with guns who subdued the killer and prevented any more people from being killed. Both of these guys ran to their car, got their guns from their car when they heard the shooting, and came back and confronted the killer, who was a Nigerian former law student who had dropped out. And now, this is what needed to happen in Virginia Tech, and it needs to happen in every time some thug, some deranged individual pulls out a gun and starts shooting, he needs to realize that he's going to have three or four bullets coming at him from people around him who are legally carrying concealed weapons. That's the only way to handle this type of situation. I'm sure not one out of a million Americans know the names of the two student heroes who got their guns and stopped that deranged fellow at the Appalachian School of Law in Grundy, Virginia in 2002. I'll tell you, their names were Tracy Bridges and Mike Gross. Think you'll be hearing about them ever. They're the media in this deal with the Korean guy who shot and killed 33 students, of course, is calling for gun control, because this is a favorite project of the neocon Jews. They want to disarm Americans so they can carry out a killing of millions of Americans in the future, like they carried out the killing of millions of Christian Russians after their ancestors took over Russia in 1917. I don't think you'll be hearing about Tracy Bridges and Mike Gross, who stopped that other killer, but with only two people dead. You'll be hearing all the inappropriate maudlin hand-wringing that we hear from Virginia Tech through the media, while they're calling the Jewish media could not prevent themselves from calling for gun control on the first night. And incidentally, that has all the earmarks of another Manchurian candidate, especially the way that the pictures that have appeared in the media of the Korean deranged guy are perfectly centered. and some former FBI profiler, so he claimed, called into one of the talk shows and said, try to take pictures of yourself that are as perfectly centered and as professionally done as the ones of the Korean Korean madman down there, I should say deranged fellow, probably a Manchurian candidate, who did that killing. The cover-up that our votes are counted in secret by four major companies goes on, and that we do not have free elections. We have, like any dictatorship is always conducted, all the votes taken in secret and counted in secret, and now they're counted on secret computer programs. If you are not familiar with this issue, I'm going to recommend three things, because this is one of the main cover-ups going on, why they can pretend that Hillary and Barack Obama are leading for presidential contenders, or that Rudy Giuliani is a leader in among the Republicans. They can contend that because they can put out their phony polls, and then on election day, if we don't expose it, then their phony computer programs will tell us who won the election. If you don't know about this issue, in a way, it's the number one issue facing us on the practical level, as far as electing people, of course. Go on the internet and buy the DVD, Hacking Democracy. It's called Hacking Democracy. It was on HBO last year. Very good movie featuring Bev Harris and some others who expose how ridiculous are our voting systems. The other website to go to is therighttocount.com. That's therighttocount.com. And it has a 4-minute trailer you can watch for free, but I also recommend buying that DVD and after you watch it, handing it to other people of influence in your area. You can also go to votefraud.org, which is our website, and read the article near the top of the homepage, The Answer, How Our Votes Should Be Counted Each Election. That's The Answer, How Our Votes Should Be Counted Each Election. That's at votefraud.org. You're not hearing anything about that that's constructive anyway in the major media. They're pushing you inside blind alleys that lead nowhere on how to solve the election theft problem that we have at the hands of the four major computer companies who count our votes in secret. Okay, getting into some of our last items here. Have you ever heard of the Mearsheimer-Walt report? That is a report put out by, I believe, Professor Walt of Chicago, Professor Mearsheimer of Harvard University. It's called The Israeli Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. This explained in a scholarly way how the United States is now basically living under an occupation government of neocon Jews who are loyal to Israel, and, as I say, the banking system, the international banking system of Judeo-Masonry, more than they are the United States. They stuck Joe just on the foreign policy issue. That's been downloaded 350,000 times from the Harvard website alone. Do you think you've been hearing about that on CNN or Fox or anywhere else? No, of course not. Finally, I was saying in the last broadcast that I saw some movie, I don't know what it is, which one it was exactly, starring Sylvester Stallone, and he was organizing a union in the movie, and when he gave the speech after they began to get beat up by the unscrupulous owners, at least according to the movie, he said, "No one ever won a fight by taking a punch." And the Americans in this fight against the neocon Jewish traitors take one punch after another. We need to start calling right now for the arrest of neocon Jewish traitors such as Richard Perle, Douglas Feith, Dov Zakim, who was the rabbi who was controlling all the money in the Pentagon before 9/11 and after. Paul Wolfowitz, who's just been exposed as having committed a crime, but I'm not hearing any at the World Bank. I'm not hearing of anybody calling for him to go on trial. They're just saying he's got to resign. Sandy Berger, who was found stealing documents, who has not been brought to any justice. Alan Dershowitz, who's the Harvard professor, who calls for torture of everyone else. Well, we're not going to call for torture of him, but he needs to be arrested and indicted for treason for being more loyal to a foreign country and a foreign power than he is to the United States of America. Non-Jewish individuals like Bill Clinton and George W. Bush should also be indicted, as the Virginia State Senate called for today. should make it clear that there's, as I think any person of common sense knows, we're talking about a relatively small group here. There are many individual Jewish people at the local level who either don't know about this or do not support it. So don't overgeneralize. Go for the criminals who have been in office, who have committed the crimes. And then we'll begin to start to go on the offensive. But this would also include the investigation of many local officials associated with the ADL, Jewish Community Relations Councils, etc. And these need to be looked at on a case-by-case basis. But many of these local leaders associated with these neocon Jewish organizations and allied organizations need to be looked at and as to whether they should be indicted for treason, and many of them definitely should. So now we get to the end of the tape of this radio broadcast, and we're going to be talking in the last few seconds here of what we should do, and we'll elaborate on this. First thing we need to do is put radio ads on the big AM stations and on the big shows like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, using the reasonable access law, as I have done in the last few election cycles. I run for Congress, and they must put your ads on. And so it's common sense that you have to communicate with the people of the country. This is why this neocon Jewish lobby insists on owning all of the radio and television stations in the country. How that happened is another subject for another broadcast. When we had 40 minutes or 50 minutes of commercials bought in October and November of 2006, just less 6 months ago, with our commercial Arrest Chertoff, which can be found at thetruth247.com. That's thetruth247.com. The powers that be moved heaven and earth to, I think, illegally take our commercials off after only 20 of them have run, like 20 out of 50. They ran on Wednesday and Thursday before the November 2006 election. They removed them for the last part of the day, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and I think they did so illegally. We're going to litigate that in court. But if the other side understands that even 40 minutes of commercials versus their 365 days of propaganda for the wars and bring a police state to America, if they realize that 40 minutes, they're afraid of that, because our radio ads always direct people to websites, that should tell you how effective of a strategy that is. What I need to have happen is we had a few hundred people help us put on a few weeks of ads in Cincinnati and Chicago. I need to have at least a few hundred this time, but I'd rather have a few thousand or 10 or 20,000 so we could take this fight all over the country. And what you can do is go to Network America and sign up for either a one-time donation or sign up for a repeat donation of $5, $10, $15, $50, whatever you can afford, a monthly repeat donation from now till 2008. This is what I'm going to be beating the drums on, because if you want to know what we need to do, if you just want to pass around information and wring our hands, fine. But if you want to know what we need to do, this is one of the things we need to do, is get a few thousand Americans donating monthly so myself and hopefully others can put these radio ads on in many parts of the country, hitting people as by the millions as they go back and forth to work. And a few hundred people helped me put radio ads on November 2006 that reached over a million people, and that's why they pulled them off. They, I think, illegally pulled our radio ads off of the Chicago station, because they knew how many people it was reaching. And again, they're afraid of only 40 minutes of truth getting out against their 365 days a year of neocon Jewish propaganda. Second thing we need to do is, and we're going to have the software up soon on networkamerica.org, and you see this above this audio broadcast. You see some of these websites there that I listed on the page. You may have to hit the back button to get back and copy down these websites, but networkamerica.org will have the software up where we can all organize and run for precinct and try to take back this country. Your county controls how your votes are counted, and your county party party structures, Democrat and Republican, determine which candidates you see on the ballot generally. So what we need to have happen, and if you don't understand this, just start getting into your head. We can do this on the internet fast. There's about 300,000 precincts. There's about 3,000 counties. We need to have tens of thousands of people show up for their precinct organizational meeting. If you've never heard of it, that's because the media and the Republican and Democratic Party don't want you to hear of it. But you show up for that meeting with handouts, with signs. We'll elaborate on this in the future. Tell them that we want to take the country back. We want an honest vote count in every county again so we can start electing some honest Americans back into office again. And we need tens of thousands of people to take 10 to 20 hours a year, get their 5 signatures, run for precinct, and become participants in these organizational meetings of the Democrat and Republican Party. The next ones will be happening between February and May of 2008. When we get enough people running for those precincts and convert over some of the people who are the best people who are already in the system, we can have an honest count again, and we can start putting men and women in office locally and in Congress who will throw off this occupation neocon Jewish government and put the country back in the hands of honest Americans again. So, ads over the airwaves using the reasonable access law through congressional and other federal candidates, Senate or even presidential candidates, precinct organizational meetings. By the tens of thousands, we at least attend these meetings in 2008, but if you really want to take back the country, you learn how to get your 5 signatures or whatever the rule is in your county. Run. 1/3 of these precinct positions are open in both the Democrat and Republican Party. You go to the meeting, you hold a sign, you pass out literature, and you speak if possible, and start demanding that we take our country back from the neocon Jewish network, who runs both the national Democrat and Republican parties. But they greatly fear Americans organizing in all 3,000 counties. I know this strategy I'm telling you is what they fear. With prayers and with this strategy, we will send them into an absolute panic and eventually be able to take back the country, God aiding. So that's the basic strategy. We'll elaborate on it again. A lot of these news items I got from Henry the Celt, who's a grand old gentleman who lives up in Alaska. His email is henrytheselt@gci.net. That's G as in God, C as in cat, I as in what's the word that begins with I? I as in icicle. So gci.net, henrytheselt@gci.net. If you want to email him and get on his wire service, which is much better than AP Wire or these crooked neocon Jewish wire services that, just at least don't emphasize the news that we should see. And another thing, I don't know if I'm going to even like the way this broadcast sounds, but if you like it and you think it would help wake people up, ask one of your kids or ask somebody that knows how to come to this webpage here, right click on the sound portion of this broadcast, and then you can burn that to a CD. You may need a program like Nero or some program. I think you have a program built in every Windows computer, but you then can burn this onto a CD and give it to people to listen to in their car or listen to in their home. So we'll be back with more broadcasts. My idea is to do shorter broadcasts, but this is another long one. But anyway, this is Jim Conda Jr., Network America eWire, visit networkamerica.org and begin help us if you can with monthly donations between now and 2008. You'll see how it works if you go there, and let's begin to act on these specific things: radio ads, precinct organization, and openly calling for the arrest of many of these traitors of this occupation government that we are fighting. And that is what needs to be done. That's what every American who cares about their country needs to do between now and November 2008. And they can do other things, but if they're not doing those 3 things, then we're just wasting our time, and we'll again come to the day after the election in 2008 and say we didn't make a dent again. But it doesn't need to be that way. Also, email your friends to come to realnews247.com and click on the Jim Conda Jr. web blog and radio and TV station here, have some TV stuff up soon, and have them listen to this if you think it's worthwhile. So this is Jim Conda Jr. For the Network America eWire and blog, and check back at realnews247.com often to see what our next update is. Thank you very much.